Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Pier Paolo Rocco, who's Executive Director for Oil and Gas at Metal NRG. How are you today, Pier Paolo?
Very well, sir. Thank you very much.
Right, we spoke a while ago on a rather weak line. Hopefully the line today will be a bit better, but it'd be good just for you to just start off telling us where you are at the moment. What's the latest from your side of the Metal NRG business?
As we have informed the market about, we've eventually completed the acquisition of the Sunsweat Group, and now we are in process of taking control of the various activities and taking off all the improvements that we promised to the company, to the regulators, and in accordance to the plan that we had agreed a while ago. So it's up and running. We hope that step one has been completed with this. So we got the approvals, we got the OG approvals. Also, we realigned a difficult relationship with the health and safety executive. So that's also another successful thing that we've done in the last few months. And what we hope to have done now is possibly having achieved the critical mass to get the business be sustainable, at least for the midterm. So we expect to be able for the next 18 to 24 months to sustain this activity and give us the time and the resources to explore further opportunities. So the next step will be, proceeding with the, what we've always said, this step is also, there's going to be a period where we're going to be looking at accretive growth. So we're going to look to expand in this sector further in the country, possibly abroad, within Europe, hopefully. And then the next step would be, we kind of hope to carry out in parallel anyway, also looking to diversification of the business and integration in the local economic framework.
All right. I mean, obviously we're in a time of pandemic, COVID-19. How is that affecting your timelines and your expectations in terms of delivering on your strategy?
Clearly that didn't help, but we have organized ourselves in a way to make things happen anyway. So all our discussions had to be carried out inevitably, online, but we kept a very open dialogue with the guys on site, and we got managed to visit whenever was possible to the work site to whatever needed to be done. So I can also say that the guys have collaborated a lot, and they made everything as smooth as possibly could be. The time required for this acquisition didn't help, but what also was essential is that we carried out a significant element of de-risking in the last 4 to 6 months now. So we had to resolve a number of issues or potential issues that this business had to make sure that this initial step was what we were actually looking for. So we are now pretty confident that we understand the risk profile of this business and that we have mitigated as far as possible, and that the residual risk can be kept under control. So we are pretty confident now that we can move in this. There were a number of strained commercial relationships and let's call them disputes as well that we had to solve in the last period. Like I said, there were a number of relationships with the regulators that also an issue that we sorted out is public domain. So now we can say all that's been sorted, and we are able to start with a clear slate. And now we look forward to make this business the way we want it to be. And and as soon as possible, proceed with step two.
Right. I mean, one of the highlights, I suppose, of the last 2-3 months has been the arrival of the vaccine for COVID, and then the recovery in the oil prices, or at least in the oil and gas sector, better expectations. Metal NRG is quite an acquisitive, quite an active company. Do you think you'll be looking for further opportunities? How do we see 2021 at this stage?
Look, well, oil thankfully has recovered most of the terrain they lost in the last year. If we think that oil is, you know, I don't want to enter into the discussion whether we believe or not. We believe that oil is and will remain for a certain amount of time a critical element in our energy mix in this country and worldwide. So we need, and particularly in the UK, we also see that oil is strategic, is critical, you know, particularly after Brexit. Energy independence is something that is being taken into serious consideration, thankfully. So we believe that every resource, every energy resource should be considered. But, you know, obviously we also want to take into account that it's only one element of the energy mix and that we should do this in the most compliant and environmentally friendly as possible. So we are looking into, like I said in my previous interview, we're looking to diversify the business and make the business as sustainable as we can possibly do. So we are looking to expand into more oil and gas deals, and I shouldn't probably say that, but we look some more should come in the, you know, near to mid term, and we also look to diversify. And we look into carbon capture and storage. We do believe in that technology, and we believe that an oil business can be a sustainable and environmentally friendly business. We also believe that we could and we should integrate into the local economy, provide all the energy support that we can provide to the nearby, in this particular case, farmland and farming businesses, and not only that. So it's all ongoing. We are structured in that respect. We've been preparing ourselves to tackle all the challenges and be able to follow our plan and a strategic plan in the best possible way.
Pier Paolo Rocco, Executive Director for Oil and Gas at Methyl NRG, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.